Retirement's given him the chance to take a step back and take a look at the world. Here to give you his take, here's Paul Joseph.
I can't remember the first time I met him. He was just there. He was quiet and sat kind of by himself, probably. Again, I really don't remember. We became friends. We'd talk a little, usually after Sunday school. I was probably the one to do most of the talking. I was a cut-up in Sunday school, making fun of stuff. I regret that now, but I did it. Why he befriended me, I don't know. I'm nothing special. He was brainy, but I didn't know that when we were probably 12 or 13. I don't remember much else. We didn't see each other outside of church, where our families attended. He was an only child. I was an only child. We had that uniqueness in common. Sure, I'd see him at school. We'd say hi, but that was it. Later, he and I began sitting together in the back pew at church. Now, we heard every word the preacher man spoke, but we also played hangman on the back of the church bulletin. He had a knack of knowing stuff. I think the times I won, he had actually let me win, now that I think about it. I remember one summer, Mom drove me over to Dave's house, and we hung out, listening to music. He recorded the Yes Songs album for me, on 8-track. Remember, it was 1973. That was the live album by the English rock band, Yes. I'd never heard of them, but Dave had, and I just went along. I didn't want him to think I was dumb. I listened to that 8-track over and over until the tape blew out. Dave always knew stuff. He was always polite, never rubbing it in my face. He could probably tell I was always a step behind, saying, "Oh, yeah, sure." I'd act like I knew stuff, too. Things I'd never thought about, detailed stuff. I learned never to play Trivial Pursuit with him. He knew all the answers. If he didn't, he'd get mad at himself. He was and remains kind and giving, never full of himself. In high school, his name was always associated with the super smart kids. But to me, he was just Dave. He wanted to be an airport manager. Now, not a manager at Peapatch Rural Airport. He wanted to be at DFW or O'Hare or Hartsfield-Jackson. During college at Arizona State University, he learned to fly and decided he wanted to be a rocket scientist. Sure, doesn't everyone. For me, it was either brain surgery or a greeter at Walmart. I later chose broadcast journalism. But David, he became an engineer. Not only that, David McFarland, who has become over the years my best friend, graduated magna cum laude with a degree in aerospace engineering. He immediately went to work for McDonnell Douglas in California, building rockets, the big ones. Old Dave married a wonderful Italian Roman Catholic girl he met in Florida, Joanne. They had two terrific daughters who still dote on their rocket scientist of a father. Growing up, they'd try to stump him and say, "Gee, Dad, it doesn't take a rocket scientist." He was in my wedding back in the 70s when I married a Catholic girl, too, and I was best man in his. For the last 40 years or so, Dave has remained in Merritt Island, Florida, where he's still living his dream as a rocket scientist at nearby Cape Canaveral. He is and has been the lead engineer for the Delta rocket program and for the newer United Launch Alliance. Sometimes he pushes the button at countdown. Just last week, he led his engineers as they launched NASA's Perseverance rover on a journey to Mars, additionally handling the robot's plutonium-fueled power generator. This month, Dave's shooting up his primary rocket, the Delta IV Heavy, carrying a classified National Reconnaissance Office payload into orbit. You and I call it a spy satellite. That's who my best friend is. That's also my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.
My Take with Paul Joseph on 96.5 KECO.